The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more are those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin, yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge? Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Saturday. Welcome back, everybody. Little idea for you for the day. The further a society drifts away from God, the further it drifts not from an abstract idea, right? There is a God. The further it drifts from a real person, or I should say persons, with real consequences. You know, reality is a funny thing. It doesn't care what you personally think. You know, if I don't personally think that the July sun is going to cause me sunburn unless I take care and precaution, my little personal idea will not, in fact, protect me from UV rays, right? It won't, in fact, protect me from getting a sunburn. If I personally believe that the earth is flat, that belief does not, in fact, make the earth flat, right? If two people start walking towards a wall, one believes the wall's there, the other does not believe the wall's there. Which of the two hits the wall first, right? Just because somebody doesn't believe that there's a God does not, in fact, make God cease to exist. And that belief has real consequences, because God is all knowledge, God is all love, and God is all power. Now, if I take that, just subtract it out of my life, subtract it out of a society, there are real consequences to that. If there's no providence, there's no plan, life has no meaning, and I'm on my own. In fact, my life has no more value than that of any other living thing. I'm really nothing more than a trousered ape, slightly smarter than a dolphin. $1.98 in leftover chemicals. And when I die, it's all over. And furthermore, I'm living in a dangerous world that I cannot control, a world in which any catastrophe that might happen probably will happen. In other words, subtract God out of your life, subtract God out of a society, and what you get is fear. Now, the apostles were afraid today. Jesus tells them not to be afraid. Why were they afraid? He's about to send them out to preach in his name, and he's told them what's going to happen. They're afraid that they're going to suffer. They're afraid that they're going to be martyred. And then Jesus just says, you know, don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid. And, you know, I ask you, is that a reasonable request? What are they supposed to do? Just flip off fear like it's a light switch? Isn't that an unreasonable request? Don't be afraid. Not from God's point of view. It's not from God's point of view. Because God knows this earth and everything in it is temporary, and that we are never safer than when we are in his hands, no matter what happens to us, no matter what might happen, safest place to be in the entire world is in God's loving hands. The more you know him, the more you know that. So, you know, the question then becomes, well, how do we grow in that knowledge? How do we grow in that knowledge? Well, knowledge is a funny thing. You know, if you want to grow in knowledge of mathematics, you can sit through a class. If you want to grow in knowledge of history, you can read a book. But what if you want to grow in knowledge of a person, like God is? What if you want to grow in knowledge of a person? That's different. We don't know persons by study. We know persons by experience, don't we? That's how you know your spouse. That's how you know your family. That's how you know your friends. You know it by experience. And haven't you ever had this experience before? Haven't you had the experience that somebody's told you about somebody, right? Somebody you haven't met yet. And you form this idea in your head of what this person's going to be like. Then you actually meet the person. You have real one-on-one experience up with them. And you're blown out of the water. Because they're nothing like what you were told. Well, the knowledge of God tells us who God really is. And you know who really tells us more than anybody else about how to acquire the knowledge of God? It's our saint for the day. It's Saint Bonaventure. And he gives us the breakthrough idea that I think we could meditate on for the rest of our lives. You know God by doing his will. That's how you experience him. You learn about who God is more by doing his will than you do by study. And the saints have told us anecdotes about this. I mean, who was it? St. Francis de Sales tells us a story, walking through the French countryside, meets this peasant woman living in a cottage. And he starts talking to her. And she's got deeper theological knowledge and insights than the university professors back in Paris. How'd she get it? She got it because you know God by doing his will. John Paul II had the exact same experience. They say he was outside of Rio de Janeiro. He was in the shanties in the slums outside Rio, met this woman living in a tin shack. And he said that her insights into theology were deeper than these great learned intellectuals. And how did she learn it? She learned it by doing his will. And that's how we're going to learn it too. So start today. Whatever level of charity you have today, you know, it's not perfect. We're all an act in progress. Work on it. Let it grow. Whatever ability you have to pray today, pray at that ability and let it grow. Whatever ability you have to trustingly accept crosses that God sends in your life, trustingly accept them. Whatever ability you have to receive sacraments, especially the Eucharist, deeply, meaningfully, powerfully, receive them. That encounter in the sacraments of Christ is the transformative experience that deepens all other experiences of life. But when you know God, it's a funny thing happens. To know God is to love him. You ever heard anybody say, to know me is to love me? They think their life is the wrong job description. They think they're God. No, the only one to know him is to love him is God. And that perfect love casts out fear. Our society is living in an epidemic of fear. Yes or yes? Yes. Some people, honestly, I think if they didn't have something to be afraid of, they wouldn't know what to do with their lives. You look at politics across the last century. How much of politics across the last century has been based on being afraid of something? 100%? 98%? Perfect love casts out fear. And a world that doesn't know that love, you know what? It counts on you to teach them. Because you're the one in church on a Saturday morning. Don't think you're here for your own personal enrichment. You got a job to do. There's people who don't know who God is, and you, with the best of your ability right now, you're going to be the one who God has sent to help them know who he is. Our saint for today, Saint Bonaventure, he once said, if you've learned everything in this world except Jesus Christ, then you've learned nothing. But if you know who Jesus Christ is, even if you've learned nothing else in this world, you've learned everything. Let's ask for his prayers today to help us. Saint Bonaventure, pray for us.